tell us about Temple Frida.
Temple Frida, well, it is a jewel in our downtown Bryan. It is a synagogue that was named after Miss Frida, Ethel Frida, and it was built in 1912, opened in 1913. And it is one of the, it actually is the oldest religious structure in Brazos County.
Well, and it is one of four in the world named after a woman, right?
That's right, right. And the only synagogue named after a woman in the United States. So right here in Bryan, Texas, we have a pretty unique structure. And the city of Bryan adopted Temple Frida about 3 years ago. A gentleman by the name of Bill Basicus, he's a physics professor at A&M, was the custodian for decades of Temple Frida and basically caring for her all on his own. And the city of Bryan partnered with him and took over Temple Frida to oversee the restoration efforts.
So can you explain a little historically about how this would happen? Because there's a Jewish community in Bryan and there's one in College Station. So how did this happen?
Well, over time, we had several different congregations formed in Bryan and College Station. And Congregation Temple Frida just lost some of its membership over the years. And just for a variety of different reasons, families decided to form congregations closer to the A&M campus and in different parts of Bryan. Certainly, Temple Frida is a small structure, and some of the community's congregations simply outgrew the space. So it just didn't fit the needs of the community anymore.
And if you've, because there was a story, I think, in the newspaper last week, and I think one of the TV stations did a story on it maybe 2 weeks ago, approximately how big is it? In other words, how many people would be able to be seated in there?
You could probably seat comfortably 60 to 80 in the pews. It's less than 2,000 square feet, so it's a very small space, very intimate space. We could envision very nice concerts or intimate gatherings taking place there. Perfect space for a wedding chapel in downtown. So it's not a large space.
But the idea is that it would not become a religious facility anymore like another synagogue. It would be used for, as you say, concerts and such. Has there been outreach to the local Jewish community about this? And can you tell me the result of that?
Yes, definitely. We have several members of our Jewish community on the Citizens Advisory Committee, as well as Temple Frida. Mr. Basicus, who was the custodian for many years, serves on both of those committees. And they're very supportive in the restoration effort. And just because it will not operate as a full-time synagogue in the future doesn't mean that it couldn't be rented out for a bar mitzvah or other type of service, just like any religious service could be held there. So the response has been positive.
Well, and while I want it to be as local as possible, has there been outreach to Jewish communities around the nation? I mean, I would think there might be able to get a dollar or two.
Yes. So several months ago, myself and a few other members of the committee went and spoke to a group at the Dell Community Center in Austin. And surprisingly, there were a lot of Aggies there, and many of them had been in Temple Frida, attended services many years ago. So we're beginning our outreach in Texas, and we actually made contact with the Institute of Southern Jewish Life recently. So we are starting that outreach effort and also getting a very positive response.
Well, what else do we need to tell people today here in Bryan College Station if they want to be a part of this?
Well, this is a little bit of a unique project in that we are also partnering with the Brazos Heritage Society. And this effort is being primarily funded through private donations and grant funds. So if you're interested in either learning more about Temple Frida or making a donation to the effort, you can visit BrazosHeritage.org. That's Brazos Heritage Society's website. And you can make both a donation and get more information about the project.
And let's tell people the physical address so they can drive by and see it, walk by and see it.
205 South Parker.
Okay.
Right next to the railroad tracks. Most folks in our community don't know it's there.
Right, they don't.
But if you know where downtown 202 is or Madden's, it's basically right behind that building across from the tracks.
Yeah, exactly. So do that. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming in and tell us about this.